This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
A lot going on nationally and internationally here. David, good morning. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm great. I guess it's time. I guess the Iran bombing is now over. The bill is passed, so now we go back to tariffs. I mean, and it's
exactly. It's always something.
It's dizzying to try to calculate the numbers. Obviously, the markets have actually shrugged off this stuff quite a bit, but this morning not so much because of the Canada stuff. I mean, I don't know where. What I mean, is this more job owning where they're going to get paused and taken off, or is this where the rubber meets the road?
You know, it's head spinning. I mean, is there an August 1st deadline or isn't there? Is this Canada tariff 35%? Is this permanent? Is this what about the UK? I go on and on with this. Believe me, people in Washington are just as puzzled as everybody else as to where all this is leading. Why aren't the inflation numbers higher? You know, aren't the markets until this morning reacting? They're setting records. It's you walk around Washington and people, you know, lawmakers are saying, gee, we don't quite know how to proceed here. We just it's all a big puzzle.
Yeah, the whole feed through, I mean, there are still a lot of people out there who say, just wait, this will eventually hit the consumer. And there are people on the other side who say, look, we're bringing in $100 billion and prices are, you know, the inflation numbers are actually still kind of easing. I mean, conventional wisdom is conventional wisdom, so I don't know what to make of it.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, not to add another layer to this, but it's the same thing when you're talking and writing about the debt. You know, we just added an estimated $3.3 trillion to the debt over 10 years, thanks to the big, beautiful bill. And you would think the markets would react to that. But no, it keeps setting records. It's blowing up everything I learned years and years ago in economics class.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about it either, because, I mean, again, I mean, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, what I said to listeners about the big, beautiful bill is that, okay, now it's a law. And, you know, whether tariffs and growth can offset the difference between the cuts in spending and the cuts in revenue, we'll have to wait and see. So now we'll have to literally wait and see. Other things to talk about, I mean, the president was very clear early on in his presidency about FEMA. And then, you know, Texas, a strongly red state, has this just forget about just the financial issues here. I mean, a horrible human tragedy. And I wonder if that changes sentiment at all about how to manage the federal government's response to issues like this.
You know, it's an interesting question on a lot of levels. First of all, the governor of Texas, Governor Abbott, was on a committee that Trump set up a few months ago to study how to handle disasters. Trump's feeling is that FEMA gets in the way, that states know best how to handle disasters, give the states the money and they know what to do. And again, Governor Abbott was instrumental in this. So we'll have to see what's what. There's not a lot of sentiment in Congress, I think, to dismantle FEMA, especially now, and you have the hurricane season coming any minute. The wildfires in Southern California in January still haven't provided this extra disaster relief that they had sought. So somehow or another, I think there's a sense of urgency growing in Congress. They're only in for two or three more weeks now until they break for the summer. But I think you're going to hear more about this.
Is there anything else in the agenda that's worth noting while they're in session?
Yeah, the issues now mostly involve spending. I mean, yes, the big, beautiful bill passed. Yes, it's law and sets tax rates and so forth. But the budget is dynamic. It's not like you fix it and that's it. And you do have the end of the federal fiscal year, October 1st. You do have Trump trying to get $9 billion rescinded, that is taken back. That's going to come to a head next week. That money is mostly foreign aid and public broadcasting. So there's this ongoing battle as to how much to spend, how many people, if any, to lay off. I think the State Department just announced they're going to lay off hundreds of people. That's ongoing, and that's something we keep watching. It doesn't necessarily make what we used to call front page headlines, but it's a heck of a it's just worth reporting, worth watching. And the Trump administration and Republicans are relentless on this, but it's going to be interesting. I suspect come September, as we move closer to the October 1st date, we're going to start talking about potential shutdowns again.
We're talking with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. You go to McClatchyDC.com to read all of their content. It'll be a sad day when people don't understand front page news or below the fold or above the fold. They're like my favorite things to reference the priorities of stories. And it's just like the gone the way of the carbon copy, I guess, David.
Oh, my God. Well, the very fact that I have to qualify when I say front page.
I know.
We're in a different world.
We go overseas. You know, it seems, I mean, it's hard to know how real the tension is with Vladimir Putin because he's been fond of him for so long. And then I don't know if it's true that Hegseth stopped the arms shipment without the White House knowing. I don't know what the relationship is now. Like, is this real? I mean, is Trump going to maybe now full-throated support Ukraine all of a sudden?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sure looks that way. You know, he's being prodded by a lot of members, Republican members of Congress, Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, who is expert on military affairs, has been pushing this. So have a lot of Republicans. Yes, there's an isolationist wing in Congress among Republicans, but I think the military wing, if you will, is much louder on this. Plus, you have the whole Middle East situation, the desire to support Israel. You never know from day to day this administration just wants what. But the feeling right now is we're moving back towards sort of more traditional Republican military policy on Russia. Again, this is spending. And the Senate Armed Services Committee was writing a new defense bill this week, and people are watching closely. So I think, again, you're going to go back to a lot of traditionalist Republican policy on this.
Anything else going on in McClatchy you want people to know about?
No, again, the story now, and I think the most interesting reading out of Washington, in addition to Russia, is trying to figure out what was in that big, beautiful bill. I mean, it's been a week, and we're still writing it. We're still finding things because it means a lot to everybody. Every listener has, you know, several things that's going to change. I mean, I'm not just filling out income tax forms, but how much more money you can get as a credit for your child, how much more money you can deduct from state and local taxes. That's a big deal in Connecticut. And won't even start getting into Medicaid and food assistance. Those don't kick in for a while. But there's so much there for everybody. And I think one of our missions journalistically is just explain this stuff so that people can understand what it is. And we're going to keep doing that.
Yeah, that's a service. I mean, because a lot of times stuff gets through, and now with the way media is, people don't even know what's in it. So, David, thanks so much. It's good to reconnect.
Pleasure, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.